Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, it is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. That's right, you heard it right. Rob Parker, along with Ephraim Salam, in for Chris Broussard. What's up, Ephraim? How are you?
How are you doing?
I am doing great.
At right tackle from San Diego State, number 74, Ephraim Salam.
Wait a minute. You're going to incorporate Ephraim Salam? Wait a minute. Hey, Iowa Sam, you better be careful here. I don't know what you're doing.
That's Ephraim's special treatment.
This is the Odd Couple.
Sam, no, hey, man. Hey, man. Sam know what's going on, man.
No, I don't know about that.
You ain't got to know about that, man. Whenever I bless the microphone, this is what happens, man. Oh. People need to know what's happening.
Oh, okay? Is that how it works? I mean, I'm in the dark. Like, what are you doing?
And we're part of this thing. I'm part of y'all crew now. It's like we're like a throuple, okay?
A throuple? Is that it?
It's a throuple.
It's a coupling? Is that what's happening?
I'm the only one who can fill in and hold his own. So,
oh,
you
is
know,
that it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Most guys can't do it, huh? Well, what's up, Ephraim? How was the weekend and the holiday? Did you guys eat a lot?
It was good, man. It was we ate enough.
Is your wife a good cook?
Yeah, she's a great cook.
Really?
Man. I married a black woman. What you talking about?
I'm just asking. Some women can't cook.
Well, I mean, it's all about who you pick as a partner, right? We have choices, right? You get to pick your mate.
Who's a better cook, your wife or your mother?
My wife.
Your wife?
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
You're just trying to say that to get some...
First of all, I'm just letting you know, like, when you get married, your wife is the most important woman in your...
I'm just saying, right.
And if any guy out there has a different answer, y'all doing it wrong.
You're going to be in trouble, exactly.
Y'all doing it wrong. I'm just going to put that out there.
No doubt.
A little marital advice for somebody who's been in it for 20 years.
Have you been married 20 years?
Still going. So,
are you happy?
More than I've ever been in my life.
That's awesome. That's all. Because it's very hard.
Yeah,
very difficult. I was married for 5 years.
Oh, yeah. You just jumped. You hit the
emergency. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You broke the glass and just pulled
the
lever.
But when I got married, happiest guy in the world. You know what I mean? Like, to this day.
Out of the 5 years, how many years were you happy?
Three.
The last two were just a headache. And what happened?
I'm a worker. I'm an overachiever. I'm one of those guys.
Yeah.
And she wanted somebody who's going to be home at 5 o'clock.
But hold on. Wait a minute.
I'm not that guy.
I know, but if you're a worker and an overachiever, then you should bring that same energy to the marriage, right?
No, like I had that. If you saw my wife, you would know that I was an overachiever. But... But you know what I mean? Some people want that 9-to-5 life, and that's not me.
But she knew that wasn't you,
no,
right?
No, but that's not what happens. You know, you get married, and then women think you're going to, you know, change into what they want you to change.
Well, you got to do more research.
And that's what my mom said. My mom was like, you had 3 jobs when she dated you, and now it's a problem. See what I'm saying?
So somebody who's like, they're very open about their relationship with work and their significant other— Colin, right? Or Colin Cowherd and even Skip Bayless, right? Skip Bayless has said, I when he got into his marriage, it was about work and then our relationship. So she knew that going in.
No, but I'm trying to tell you, she knew that going in too. Like,
but did you know? Like,
you can't marry somebody with 3 jobs and then be like, I always say it's like marrying an alcoholic and then being surprised they want to stop off at the liquor store on the way home.
I get
like,
that.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
Like,
yeah, I understand
like you
that.
Can't do that after the fact or after it's going on. But anyway, it is a Magic City Monday, and man, can't wait to.
Why are you here?
What do you mean? Why am I here?
Don't I work here? Yeah, but why are you here? You're never here, though. Why are you here?
I'm here. Ephraim, I wanted to check out you and do the show from here. Rob G, do I normally come in on Mondays? I do. Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Rob probably is dying inside right now. He's probably laughing inside because he knows how antisocial I am with the Malugula.
Oh, he don't want nobody around.
I don't nobody being here when I'm here. Like they're not even. He can't even bring the rundown in here.
Oh, you don't even want.
He literally got to slip it under the door.
Okay, I didn't know you were like that. But anyway,
well, Rob, I just want you to know I've evolved, as you can see.
I'm here. All right. It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G, of course, is our producer. Iowa Sam is in for Alex, the engineer. Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk. And Elijah is here, our social media guru, and we have a new social media assistant. Is that the right term? No? What is he? Just a digital content producer. And
they're just giving out all kinds of titles and names, and, man. And, he ain't nothing but an intern, man.
No, he's getting paid, and his name is Sagar. We got it.
Man,
so there we go.
He's an executive. Wait a minute. You know what? This is the problem with this. How old are you? He's 34. How old are you? 36, right? This is the problem with the younger generation, right? They don't, you have, they, well, we don't want to be just assistants or interns.
No, like, they got their own titles.
We need a proper title.
Okay. When I was growing up, there was the main guy, and then everybody else was an assistant.
Right. What's your title again?
He's a digital content producer.
A digital content producer.
And Elijah is the senior digital content producer, no?
No.
Director.
Don't mess up.
All right, there it is.
I just proved the point, right?
All right. Hey, all right, let's go. We got a lot of stuff to get to, including Gus Johnson, who wants to rip on me because Michigan is relevant again. So we'll do that.
Okay.
Coming up at the bottom of this hour, in the first hour of The Odd Couple. And Chris Broussard is out ill, and we wish him a speedy recovery. We did text. He says, you know, he's got him. He's not feeling great, but love and prayers to my partner, Chris Broussard.
Yeah, I hope
he's
doing all right, man.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Ethan, let's start here with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, they lost. I think the Eagles just scored again. That's Joe Barry, who, if you know any history of me in Detroit, I got into it. Right? You know I got into it with Rod Marinelli over Joe Barry, who's his son-in-law, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at one point when he was in Detroit, he was the D coordinator when the Lions went 0-16. So I don't even know how he got the Packers job, because that's on his resume. But anyway, let's talk about the quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, we know, has a fractured thumb. And then he got some beat-up ribs yesterday in that game.
Yeah.
So now the question is, if he's healthy, Aaron Rodgers says, I'm not done. I want to play if I can suit up, which is understandable. You know this, Ephraim, you played in the league. You don't just bow out. If you can't play and you're hurt, then you don't play.
Right.
But if you can suit up and give your team a chance, I expected Aaron Rodgers to say that. I would have been shocked if you'd have said, yeah, I'm done for the season. See you later.
Right. So the way I'm looking at this, and I talked about this yesterday, the Packers are now 4-8.
They're not done officially, but they were almost.
The Packers are done.
Okay. I'm just saying officially they're not done.
Officially, unofficial, whatever they are done, we know we have to stomach watching them every week.
Yes. You're right about that.
Okay?
It is bad.
They're done. They've been done for 2 weeks, 3 weeks now, in my opinion. I'll say this. If the Green Bay – I'm not even talking about Aaron Rodgers. I don't – at this point, as a Green Bay Packer, somebody in the front office, the GM, whoever – I don't care what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. But what we need to do as an organization, as a franchise, is we need to figure out who Jordan Love is.
They already know who Jordan Love is.
Listen to what I'm saying. Hold on, wait one second.
They already know who he is.
Listen.
Hold up.
What we need to do, all right, is Aaron Rodgers is locked in. Okay? He's locked in. He just re-upped for a bunch of money. We got nothing going on this year. Even if we just played lights out, eventually we're going to win one of the last games. At least one. If you lose one, it's over. So what we need to do is increase the value, if possible, of Jordan Love. That's what we need to do. When he came in after Aaron Rodgers got hurt, if that guy shows up every week and plays like that, he's going to increase his value, which no matter what Green Bay wants to do moving forward, they're going to be able to cash in on that value. That's what I'm saying. That's what they need.
Okay,
Otherwise, let me tell you this. It's just a bump on the log.
I think you can't do that until you're officially, even despite your take on it, until you're officially eliminated from the postseason. When you're officially eliminated from the postseason, then I will buy that idea of trying. But also remember, the same way you can increase his value, he could decrease it by playing a lot. True or false?
Which you answer both questions.
Right?
You make it easy to move off of. You make it real easy.
Okay.
But you get it accomplished.
No, but you can't peddle him to somebody who's not sure, hadn't seen him enough.
But right now you can't peddle him to anybody.
Well, they just saw a little bit. I'm just saying.
You can't peddle Jordan Love to anybody right now. No one's buying.
With all the bad quarterbacks in this league.
No one's buying.
All the bad quarterbacks.
No one is buying. Especially the market is going to be ripe and hot for Jimmy Garoppolo. That's going to be the free agent quarterback that everybody.
Okay, but there are other people who need quarterbacks.
But I understand that. What I'm saying now is it's lose-lose right now. If you don't play him, he's just a bump on the log. There's no value there. If you do play him and he plays well, now you've switched the narrative.
Okay,
you've
if he plays poorly,
value.
Then what?
He's already played poorly.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You've already seen that part of him.
Okay, but here's the thing. I think, A, if he was that guy, I don't believe – I think there was a time where they could have made a move on Aaron Rodgers at the draft. You remember when Denver wanted him
yes.
and all that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't believe in him. They didn't.
No, they didn't.
Right? Because there was they could have got a haul for Aaron Rodgers,
yep.
and they could have had their quarterback for the next 10 or 12 years.
Yes.
That was the time.
Well, that's what happens when you don't have a real owner. But
right?
Go
no,
ahead. Yeah.
I agree. I think the Packers are hurt. When you think about the two quarterbacks they've had the last 30 years and, you know, two Super Bowls, a lot of it has to do that they don't have anybody who really runs the ship.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, Ephraim, I don't remember what year it was, but not that long ago, every player on their 53-man roster except for one was drafted by the Packers. Nobody does business like that.
Right. It's right? almost impossible
it's
to do.
Almost 52 out of the 53 players were drafted by the Packers.
It's impossible to build a team
okay?
like that.
During Aaron Rodgers' entire run, they never drafted a skilled position player
mm-hmm.
in the first round.
Yeah.
Never. Not once. Which is another thing. But anyway, all right, we want to find out from you. So Ephraim says, sit Aaron for the rest of the year
yes.
and just play Jordan Love.
Yep.
I'm saying I would not sit him until they are officially eliminated before I would do that. And after that, I'm cool with it, and I believe Aaron will be cool with it as well once they're out of it. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Ephraim Salaam in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. Stick and stay.
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. It is The Odd Couple, and we're coming to you from, we welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on the Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own. Backed by a lifetime warranty, roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Indeed. It is The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, along with Ephraim Salam, who's in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen out there, that's 877-996-6369. Ephraim, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Ephraim says they should just shut it down and go to Jordan Love. They need more love in the world, more love in Green Bay. And I'm not buying it, not yet, until they're officially eliminated.
And the way, did you expect them to all of a sudden change the way they play, and all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers can throw the ball down the field?
He's got a broken thumb.
Now ribs, right? So it's not getting better. All right, so let's hear what the people got to say. We got Marvin in Virginia, Richmond. What do you think? You on the Odd Couple? What you got?
Hello, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt.
Hey, I have to agree with Ephraim. The Green Bay Packers do need to develop some value in Jordan Love. However, I still think if Aaron Rodgers can suit up, he needs to suit up and play. Now, when they become mathematically eliminated, I would suggest that Aaron Rodgers benches himself in favor so Jordan Love can come in and get developed, and it will show leadership.
I don't doubt that, Marvin, that once they're eliminated, that will happen. I really don't. I don't believe he's going to play meaningless games I don't, because of his thumb. It would be one thing.
I think what will happen, though, is the narrative would change about how people think of Aaron Rodgers and some of the hubris that he's shown in the past.
I wouldn't worry. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. People aren't going to like everything you do, and they always have a narrative. It doesn't matter.
Well, they don't like him anyway.
That's what I said. He's not a guy that people like, and that's fine. He's just a great football player.
Yeah, he is. He was a great football player.
I don't even know what that means.
We got Greg in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Greg, are you there? All right. I think. Craig. Oh, we lost him. All right.
Craig was like, I'm cool. I hate Aaron Rodgers. I'm out.
877-99 on Fox. Still a chance to jump in. What was the other thing I wanted to ask you about the Packers and should a D coordinator, obviously, you're not going to fire him now, but there's no way he's going to be able to hold that job after the defense.
Well, no, at the right. Look, you want to make a change. What you want to do is you want to make a change in the middle of your 5-6 game losing streak. They've lost 7 out of the last 8 games. Okay? Like, when we're talking about they still have a chance, they've literally, listen to that, they've lost 7 out of the last 8 games. That's ridiculous. Do you agree, and Eric in Minnesota, do you agree with that?
Eric. Hey there. How's it going, guys?
Doing good. What's up, buddy? What you got?
So, being a Vikings fan, I have two thoughts on this, what they should do and what I want them to do. I want them to keep playing him as long as possible and hope they can hide Jordan Love and not know what he's going to have. And then by the time they draft, they don't know whether they need to draft somebody new or go with him. What they should do is shut him down because, there's no net gain with it. They're not going to make it to the playoffs, and if they do, they don't have the equipment on the offensive line.
Yeah, but Eric, one thing you can't tell a guy who's healthy that he can't play.
He's not
a
healthy
guy. No, but I'm just saying he's been playing with the thumb. I'm saying with the ribs. If he's healthy, Eric, there's no way he's going to bow out. You don't make it to the NFL and you don't do the things that you've done to just bow out the first opportunity. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I would be shocked if a guy says, "Oh yeah, I don't want to play." That's not, you're a football player.
I get what you're saying.
Go ahead, Eric. Go ahead.
I get what you're saying. I totally agree with what you're saying. It's just Rodgers, he's not healthy. He hasn't been healthy, and he didn't care. He keeps playing. He's not a team player. So even if he's not healthy, he'll want to get in there regardless. But whether he should or not is a different thing. That's where the management has to think long term and say, "Sorry, we got to sit you down." And if they want to trade you for anything, now is the time to do it. I'm not right now.
Well, they can't trade him. I'm not with the contract. They owe him $50 million. They'll be hurt for a long time. So I think he'll be back next year.
Well, that's exactly right. The problem is you don't know. You won't have any viable value in Jordan Love. That's why I was suggesting you play him. You play him now for the rest of the season. Let Aaron Rodgers get all the way healthy. Let him have surgery on the thumb, which he was putting off. Let him get his ribs together. Take this season off his plate because it's a disaster. Does he have any 300-yard passing games this year? Right. These are the things that as an organization you have to start looking. Yeah, if he wants to come out and play, of course. He's been playing injured. So you have to take the onus away from him. It's not so much about what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. It's about what Green Bay needs to do.
Yeah,
Green Bay can make the decision whether to play him or not.
That sounds good, but you know, Ephraim.
I do know. I've been there.
No, but things don't work like that. Not with star players.
Man,
stop it, man.
Here,
that's not how it works.
Okay.
What you're saying is all logical. I've seen players play that last year, we saw Anthony Davis, who could barely move, go out. Did we not see him go out there, Ephraim, for 5 minutes in the playoffs?
You mean 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
Yeah.
Did he not go out there?
For
5 minutes. Now,
yeah.
They said the doctors cleared him,
mm-hmm.
and he was all right to play.
Yes.
He could barely move. Why did he go out there?
Do you know what the key word in that sentence was? Playoffs. That was the key word.
No, but he couldn't play.
No. They were in the playoffs.
No, he couldn't play, though.
We're talking about they just lost 7 of 8.
No, that. But you're missing
I'm not missing the point.
Yes, you are.
How?
Because he couldn't even walk. How could they have him out there even in a playoff situation?
He was in the playoffs.
No, he couldn't walk. And you know
what
happened?
Green Bay's not going to make the playoffs.
Are they officially eliminated? Yes or no?
Yes.
Has a team ever won 7 games in a row?
This team, no.
Has a team ever won 7 games in a row?
Not this team.
No, has a team ever won 7 games in a row?
Not this team.
Has a team ever answer my question? Yeah. Yes or no?
You know what? The New England Patriots. The, what was that?
Yes or no? The new, right. the, what, you the, don't. You don't. You're not interested in.
What was the 16-0? What was the 16-0 New England Patriots?
You won't even answer my question.
Yeah, they won
question.
7 in a row. Okay. They won 16
nah,
in a
that's
row.
That's why I'm asking you
that's
a simple question.
I answered it.
No, you didn't. They hop. You know
you
what?
Just
you know
want to be combative today.
You know why Anthony Davis went out there? Because Charles Barkley called him street clothes.
He is street
and
clothes.
And he wanted to go out and show everybody, I'm not street clothes. Rob G, could he even walk? Remember that? He was out there for 5 minutes
you're
and everybody
talking about
was like,
completely
what
two,
are you doing out
you're
there?
You're talking about completely two separate
How
things.
Did he probably got injured putting his shorts on.
One
That's
team,
how bad he
one
was.
One team is in the playoffs, and one team is 4-8.
Dude,
one team is in the was in the playoffs, and one team is 4-8.
Was that the game? Rob
what is
G,
Aaron Rodgers
swept?
What is
was
Aaron Rodgers have
he came
to
out
play?
There or something? They were like down in that playoff series.
We need to go to trending.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com, and within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thank you, Steve. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, in for Chris Broussard. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Now let's welcome in, and I say this, legendary play-by-play man, Gus Johnson, who I've known for 150 years or at least 30-some-odd years from our days when he did the Knicks games, and now he's the voice of college football,
Swagger.
Of course, on Fox, and a friend of mine, Gus Johnson. Welcome to the Odd Couple, my friend, Ephraim Salam, and for Chris Broussard.
What up, Ephraim? What up, Rob?
What's good,
what
Gus?
Up, what's happening, guys?
My God,
nice
boy.
To talk to you. You know, Rob, I'm a preface this deep dive, reflective discussion by saying that folks nationally, Rob is my friend.
Oh wow!
But I am so ready. But I am so ready to get into your ass. I can't wait.
Let's do it.
So you let's go.
Because I didn't hear from Gus for about 5 or 6 years. You know, whenever the talk was Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, like he lost my number those 5 or 6 years. And then all of a sudden, I heard
from
Gus.
You're lying.
I heard
you're telling a lie. You're like you're one of my chicks or something. You're lying off the top. You don't get out of here. You're lying.
All right. But anyway, Gus, you called the big Michigan-Ohio State game with Joel Klatt. Man, I said 17 million people watched that game. A lot of people, two undefeated teams. And it was huge. To me, it was a turning point for Jim Harbaugh and his career at Michigan because, you know, they hadn't been able to really beat Ohio State. They did beat them last year in Ann Arbor. Gus, how big was this to go to Columbus and win this game with a battle of undefeateds?
Not only was it big the way they win this game, I think it was big, Rob, how they won the game. You know, just between me and you, I'm old. I'm getting older now, right? In my mid-50s. I don't like all this pass-happy stuff. Everybody throwing it 50 times a game and whatnot. Nobody wants to run the ball. Running backs getting drafted in the second round when you got these young quarterbacks getting drafted in the first round. And all of them are flaming out. This kid with the Jets, the kid with the Giants. You know, you just name them that are just, they're not ready. You know, Haskins, when he came out of Ohio State. But for Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines to win it through physicality, or as Jim used to say when he was at Stanford, intellectual brutality, big tight ends, offensive linemen that looked like stormtroopers that just really ate through that Ohio State defense in the second half. And what Jim said after the game I thought was really interesting. He said, remember, with the running game, and Ephraim, you know about this more than anybody that's in this conversation right now. He said, it takes time for the running game to really show its head. And in the second half, when Donovan Edwards ran for a 75-yard touchdown and an 85-yard touchdown, and they had, what, 10 rushing yards in the first half and came up with all those big numbers and just physically dominated Ohio State at their house. I thought it was amazing. Is it a turning point for Jim Harbaugh? Yes, it was, but no, it wasn't, because he's been trying to establish his philosophy since he got there in 2015. I mean, if you think about it, 2015, he came there 10-3. 16-10-3, 17-8-5, 18-10-3, 19-9-4, 20, COVID year, 2-4. And then last year, 12-2, a playoff berth. This year, 12-0. If they beat Purdue, a playoff berth. Even if they don't beat Purdue, a playoff berth, but they should beat Purdue in the Big Ten Championship. I just think that it's just a wonderful change in the philosophy of how you coach in college football, and I think that's transferable into pro football, because if you look at pro football right now in the NFL, it's a lot of bad football being played. Look at the NFC South. You know, they may go and get a home game without even having a winning record. Who knows?
Yeah,
I think it was a wonderful day.
I agree with that, and I love your sentiment about getting back to football, 3 yards in the cloud of dust. I remember when Michigan, you know, all the offense as an offensive lineman coming out, Michigan's offensive line was steadily in the top five in college offensive lines. And to watch them be able, having Blake Corum go down so early in that game after two carries, it was a kind of a sense of, oh, no, what do we do now? And then, you know, Harbaugh still put the onus on that offensive line, especially in the second half of that game. They really laid in Ohio State. But moving forward, if things stay like they are, whether it be Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and USC, which one of those teams, TCU or USC, do you think Michigan will fare better against in the college football playoffs?
I think what Jim Harbaugh did after losing to Georgia in the playoff last year, he went and rebuilt those guys and tweaked them. Ephraim, they are big. I mean, yeah. Big. I mean, well, no.
They got
no,
embarrassed
no.
in the playoff game like they didn't even belong there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, see, you always got to be New York negative. Is that how you've made your career, Rob, by just being a negative dude?
Yes.
You're always negative.
Yes.
You can't never give it up to nobody.
What? Gus, that's
you
not
know,
true.
You can't never give it up to nobody.
Wait a minute,
you
Gus. Let me say
that's
this.
That's becoming sickening with you.
No, let me ask
you. And you're always a hater. You are the quintessential hater.
Gus,
you know
let me ask
New
you this.
New York, are you from Queens? You're always hating, man. Come on, get off that, man.
Gus, let me
ask
you this.
Your career being a hater, but come on, man, stop. You can't give a man a backhanded compliment when he just went into his rival's hometown and beat the brakes off.
I just gave him credit.
You know you didn't. That was a backhand compliment.
I gave him credit. Let me ask you.
Stop it.
Let me ask you one last thing.
Give it up.
Let me ask you this. How important is for him to finish the job and win a national championship? Michigan has one mythical national championship. They've never won one outright. Would this... Is this like this season? Is that possible for Michigan with this team and Jim Harbaugh to win the whole thing?
Georgia's good, man. They're great. They're big. I watched the Georgia-Missouri game. That's the only one I've had a chance to watch. They are physical and will beat you up. And that's why I like Jim Harbaugh's team. They're beating people up. And you know Jim Harbaugh is a player, right? He used to beat a lot of guys up. Like, for real. Like, he'll punch him in the face. And he beat a lot of dudes up in the NFL. He was a real – he's like a Snake Plissken-type character, you know. Real rugged, not – I mean, a little crazy. He's had a lot of concussions, a little goofy, but knows what he's doing. Of course they'd love to win a national championship. Everybody wants to win
no,
a national championship.
No, can they do it is
Rob.
What I'm saying. Can they
I don't
this
know.
Team?
I don't know. Georgia's a good team. But I think that he put the pieces in place for them to do it. I mean, it's a marathon, They got to beat Purdue this week, but they accomplished one huge hurdle, which is beating Ohio State on the road, which nobody thought would happen. Not only did nobody think that would happen, nobody thought that it would happen in the fashion that it happened, where they were brutalized in the second half and just run over. Purdue, next goal, which is the Big Ten championship. Then you get to the playoffs. If they can get their guys healthy, but I think they're in a position to potentially win an outright national championship. But the Georgia Bulldogs, I don't think Michigan really fears anybody. SC, their defense is horrible. They got a great offensive player in Caleb Wilson, and that little wide receiver that came from Pitt was Addison. And then TCU, I don't think that's a fear. But then there comes the Georgia Bulldogs, and that's a whole different level of brutality. So I think it's possible. Is it probable? I don't know.
All right. His name is Gus Johnson, one of the best to ever do it. Legendary Fox, play-by-play man, the voice of college football, my friend, most of the time. Thank you, Gus. I love you. Love you, bro.
You,
no doubt.
You know, I called, folks, I called him. Tell the story, Rob. I called you.
When, yesterday, you mean?
The other day, yeah.
Yeah. He called to give me some grief. That's fine. I get grief all the time.
That's what friends do.
That's right.
I know you do. You're
no doubt. I'm used to it. All right, yep. Gus, we appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you, brother.
Yep, no doubt. Gus Johnson, of course, from Fox. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Kyler Murray said the quiet part out loud, Ephraim. We'll get to that next. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam. Stick and stay, America.
Cold-blooded.
Woo!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Yeah.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, and for Chris Broussard. We're wishing our sending our well wishes to Chris for him to get better, speedy recovery. And fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me, Ephraim. A gentle and easy shave. From America's number one trusted men's grooming.
Hey, you sitting too brand. Close to me, man. Are you licking your lips reading that at me, man?
I had a little salt from the french fries I ate. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. You heard me right.
Man.
All right, it is now time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
And last on Friday when we did Shekel City, I was 3-0. And so remember, Shekel City is the best way. If you want to put down some shekels at BetMGM, it's a good way to do it, good place to do it. So tonight, here we go. My best bet was the Atlanta Hawks +3 playing in Philadelphia against the 76ers. Like that. Hawks out to a lead already. That game is in Philly. I took the Brooklyn Nets. Every time I bet on them, they lose, and they never cover. But I don't know. The Magic are missing like 9 players or something crazy. So I just – the Nets -11 against – Orlando. And Orlando's winning now, but this is usually what happens when you got a lot of guys out. You just come out and put it all out, and then you wind up losing big. All right, and then the last one, the Pelicans are hosting Oklahoma City Thunder -5.5 tonight. So I like the Pelicans there too. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, Shekel City. All right, Ephraim, Kyler Murray, he's had what a uneven bad year he's had. You know, he got the big contract, cried about it all offseason, he got it. And it's just the season is just disjointed, ugly, and they of course lost to the Chargers. But listen to what he said after the game. Here's Kyler Murray.
No, that wasn't for Hop, actually. Schematically, I mean, we were kind of.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What do you make of? Is that something you say privately or to your teammates, or do you say that public? Is that just to saying the coach doesn't know what he's doing? Schematically, we're effed up.
So, the big thing in the offseason was Kyler Murray and his immaturity. Got to remember, right after the season, all offseason, He unfollows his team.
Scrubs his social media.
So the narrative is, okay, like, look, he's not mature. He's immature, not really the leader type of guy. And so we get down to them redoing the contract, and they put in the contract
that he has to write, study.
They gave him homework within his own contract. Like, you have to dedicate yourself to a certain amount of hours per week minus video games, watching film. All of these things, now this comment, right? All of these things lend to the same thing, immaturity, inability to lead right now. Now, I'm not saying he won't gain that as he makes his way through the league, but right now he's not a leader. You could tell in the press conference, you could tell the body language, you could tell in his play. He's not a leader right now. And the team knew that. That's why they tried to slip that thing in into his contract, and they backtracked.
But they embarrassed him. I mean, how does that get in your contract?
Yeah, see, now,
seriously, I'm asking you.
It should never be there. It should have never even come out ever.
A, if I'm the agent, you're taking that out, okay? You're not going to embarrass my guy.
And it's going to cost you more.
Right, because they're going to leak that, and that's what happened. You know what I mean?
Yep.
How else did that get out? Somebody leaked
exactly.
It.
And so just dealing with those few things, Kyler Murray isn't in a place right now where I think he is the leader that Arizona needs and wants him to be right now.
Yeah, it's just, what a disaster. It has been, and you know, they signed both of them. They signed both of them to a lot of money.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties,
just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.